Once again, back is the incredible rhyme animal, the untenable beast. Public enemy number one, 5-4 said freeze. And I got young, can I tell him never really never had a gun? But it's the wax that determined it to expun. Now they got me in a cell, cause my records they sell. Cause the front of life, he said, well, Farrakhan's a prophet, and I think you want to listen to what he can say to you. What you ought to do is follow for now. Tell what the people say, make a miracle, beast. I'm the lyrical, black is back, all in, we're gonna win, check it out.
Yeah, y'all, come on.
Here we go again. On the rope, cause the beats and the lines are so dope. Listen for lessons of playing inside music that the critics are blasting before. They'll never care for the brothers and sisters right across the country has a soap for the war. We got to get them straight.
Come on
now, they're gonna have to wait
till we get it right.
Radio stations like question their blackness, they call us a black, but we'll see you later.
Turn it up! Bring the noise!
There it is. Welcome to another edition of Basic Tuesdays with Santori. I'm Michael Santori. It is March 5th, 2019. And always with me is my co-host, my producer, my friend, Tony P. What is happening, sir?
Nothing. Just hanging out, listening to you.
Yeah, exactly, and I hope my listeners are too, because I got a lot to say. It's March 5th, 2019. We are in a cold environment where there's snow everywhere. If you are listening to me and you're not in a cold environment like I am, congratulations to you. I hope you're wearing your flip-flops with integrity and pride and happiness, because it is cold where I'm at. I hate the snow. Get me the hell out of here now. I'm like Jack Nicholson in The Shining. That's how I feel. I feel like someone just like dropped me off in the maze, and I'm like freezing the fuck to death, and I need help now. There is so much snow. It's ridiculous. It's March 5th, and it's like snow everywhere. I guarantee the day he died was on March 5th. And speaking of people that died on March 5th, let's go ahead and let's, like, you know, give respect to John Candy and John Belushi. John Belushi died March 5th, 1982, and John Candy died March 5th, 1994. So I give my respect and my love to those two funny motherfuckers who died, and man, wish they were here, because we need the comedy and we need their inspiration and their enthusiasm in life right now, because the world is fucked up. And if they were here today, they would tell all of you to kiss their fat asses and have a nice day in their own little special Blues Brother way and their own Uncle Buck way. And have a nice day. Other than that, we lost some people over the week, huh? Prodigy, huh? We lost the lead singer, Prodigy. I'm your fire starter. We lost his name was Keith something. I'm sorry. I feel bad. Didn't do any educating on that, but I did listen to him. I think his name is Keith, right? Prodigy, fire. I'm your fire starter. Prodigy. And we lost Luke Perry of 90210. Rest in peace. May you go to heaven and do what you do when you die and everything else. But other than that, all is well. I'd like to give a shout out to personal love. I'd like to go ahead and give a shout out to a personal love of DT. We lost DT today. DT, rest in peace. Give you love and respect. And wish I would have met you. And the world that you know and people that who know you, love you, and care for you. And I know them, and I love them, and I'm going to do my best to make sure that they're okay. So rest in peace, DT. Well, other than that, how we doing, man? Getting over all that death shit. How we doing? March 5th,
2019. Well, it's the Who show tonight.
Who?
Yeah.
Who? I don't know who you're talking about. Are you talking about the Who or are you talking about who? Who are we talking about? The Who show?
I don't know. Are we talking about? Who's the
I don't know.
Who are we?
Who are you? Who am I? Who are you? I woke up and police.
They're still alive, right? Most of the Roger Daltrey.
Yeah, well,
alive,
we got two members. We got two members of the Who still alive, Roger Daltrey and Pete Townsend. And the other two died. Can't tell you about the bass player right now because I'm kind of like twisted. But Keith Moon, he's dead. He's been dead for a hot minute. But I'm trying to praise his spirit. Try to be a wackadoo, a crazy guy like he was, and keep it real. And you know that's how you do it. In, you know, today's society, you want to try and keep it real and and crazy. Keep it real and crazy. That's my motto. Keep it real and be crazy. That's a nice motto, don't you think? Why not? We're all going to die anyway, so fuck it. But yeah, the Who. So, do you want to go ahead and start our night off with a little bit of the Who? Just keep it real. What do you got for the Who? Roger Daltrey and Pete Townsend.
What do I have for the Who? I have four Who songs.
That's it?
Well, we also got Name That Tune, and since Jolene is not here, I didn't know if we were going to go an hour. So, let's do 1, 2, 3, or 4. Which one do you want to hear from the Who?
Let's hear number two.
Number two. This is
wait
the
minute,
Who.
Wait a minute. Before we do this, you have no 5 or 6?
No 5 or 6. 5 or 6 is
wow.
Name That Tune. 5.
Do you have Name That Tune and the Who, or you just have Who four
have
songs
both.
And then
yes.
Name That
I have,
Tune?
I have both.
You have 6 songs from Name That Tune. Have
and
four songs from the Who.
Yes.
Oh,
so 10 total songs tonight.
10. Oh my God. Are you ready? Are you ready for that?
Are you ready? Are you ready for Who?
Yeah, that's a good question. I got my Doritos, and I got my Cool Ranch Doritos, and I got my Budweiser, and I got my Buzz on, and I'm got my sunglasses on like Corey Hart because I wear my sunglasses at night. Yeah, I'm ready. Let's go. Let's do it. All right,
this is the. If you guys don't know who the Who is, you'll know because of this song.
About visit.
As a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. He stands like a statue, becomes part of the machine. Feeling all the bumpers, always plays clean. Plays by intuition, the digit counts as ball. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. He's a pinball wizard that has to be a swift. A pinball wizard, doctor, just a fool is.
brother than Bell. Don't see no lights are flashing, plays by sense of smell. Always gets the replay, never seen him fall. That deaf summons like his sure plays a mean pinball.
Were you playing?
Yeah,
you were playing along.
Yeah,
with,
I'm playing guitar because that's what we're gonna do with the hood tonight. That's kind of what I'm in tonight. So if you hear any like background guitar music, don't give a shit. I'm playing guitar. Have a nice day. If you hear it, good. If it fucks up the audio, I don't care. I'm playing guitar tonight, everybody. Welcome to my world.
Why are you mad, Corey?
I'm very mad. I'm very mad. I'm very confused. Very angry. Very irritated. Very, very emotional. I'm a human being, motherfuckers. And I'm just saying, life's too short, so live it up. And this is my show, and it's our show. And tonight, I want to bring the acoustic guitar to our show because I have a lot of expression to go on. I think you playing the Who? I'm a little bit big fan of Pete Townsend and his artistic abilities. I don't think I play like him, but I didn't keep up. And life's too short. So all I want to say is to those who are out there struggling, who are really out there struggling, the homeless, people out with jobs, people, dealing with a bunch of, I feel for you. I love you all. They're out in the cold. I want you to find a warm place. I want you all find some safety because it's cold outside. And I hope you all find your direction and get to a warm spot. But everyone else that has a house and paying the rent and paying the bills, dealing with some kids and dealing with family, kiss all your asses and have a nice day because there are no worries. No worries for you. All I'm saying is the fact that, look, this is our life and we live it the way we want to and you work hard, you play hard. If you play too hard, you're going to get yourself in a bind and then you're going to end up like in the cold. So be cool how you play too hard. Make sure it doesn't bite you in the ass. Love your friends. Love your family. Love yourself. Love yourself, number one. But love your family. Don't burn no bridges because life's too short. And if you burn your bridges, man, good luck because you're going to end up on that cold. And then there's going to be a mall security guard kicking you out on a goddamn bench in the mall. Telling you to go back out in the cold where you came from 5 hours ago. Okay? Don't be that guy. And if you are that guy, God bless. I wish you well. I hope that I never become you. And I hope that if you are that guy, you figure it out and you get a haircut, you take a shower, and you get a job and you figure it out. Because life's too short. I have heart for all of you, but I have a little bit of, like, figuring out ability, too. So, come on, man. It's March 5th. People have died. People have died in the past. And we need a resurrection of, like, a new comedy and entertainment world. And it's time. So, I'm here to help you all out, to bring happiness and joy. And I'll help you figure this out. If you are listening, good. If you're not, then hey, have a nice day, and let's continue. So what else we got going on? What else you got lined up
for? You're here to bring happiness and joy
to the world. Either that or trying to figure it
world out.
I'm here to bring like some kind of entertainment to the world, some positivity. Cause you know what? It's a dark, cold world, man. It's really cold outside, and it's dark, and it's doom and gloom. And I think why? Cause it's, you know, where you live in. I mean, you could be in Florida, and it's like sunny, and it's 85 degrees, and you don't see it because you don't have doom and gloom. Because I live that life, and I get it. So you're a bunch of like drinks and cocaine and bikini tops. Good for you. But everyone else on the other side of the world that's like doom and gloom, which is like, you know, the West Coast, where like Midwest Coast, like Michigan, Minnesota, New York, and you know, Pennsylvania, Ohio, whatever. You poor bastards are in a dark doom and gloom world, and you want to see bikinis and cocaine and drink and have a nice day, whatever. And the whole cocaine thing, I think it's funny. But yeah, it's out there, and I know a lot of you are doing it. I'm not going to tell nobody that you are, but bikinis and coronas and beach, you know, you're all flying south and trying to get out of the doom and gloom. Good for you that can afford it. Those who can't, man, I'm here to tell you, we can make it happen. Just have more, you know, people look at me when I'm like working hard, and I'm working hard. Give me, I'm a bar back, busser, dishwasher. I do it all. And I get hot. I go outside and it's like 30 degrees out, you know, negative 15, and people see me in my t-shirt and my pants, and they're like, why aren't you wearing a coat? Aren't you cool? I'm like, no, because I got warm thoughts. And they're like, what? I'm like, I'm thinking Florida, cactus, desert, you know, girls in bikinis, warm thoughts. So I, to the doom and gloom out there, cold, I represent and I respect, and, you know, it's almost over. We got a month and a half, and then all of a sudden spring will happen. By the way, everybody, Saturday this week, you sprint ahead. Sprint ahead. That's hope. Sprint ahead. You put your clocks forward on Saturday. 2 o'clock becomes 3 o'clock, so don't forget. But, yeah, bikini tops, girls and on the beaches.
Ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
Let's play.
Name that tune.
I'll pick number two.
Number two. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Name That Tune. You can play along at home. The rules of the game are simple. I will play a few seconds of the song, and Mike Santori will then tell me what the song is because he knows all of these songs. Not because he saw them beforehand, just because he is musical trivia. Here we go. Name that tune. What is the name of that song?
It sounds like Heart, but I want a little more. But I think it's Heart. You want a little up. Coming straight on for you by Heart. Maybe, maybe not. I need a little more. I'm sorry. Can I get a little more?
You're going to get it instantly.
All right. Stop. Oh, What a Night by KC and the Sunshine Band. Oh, What a Night.
Take a listen and see if Santori's right.
Thank you. Okay, cool.
Yeah, you got it right.
All right. What is your favorite John Candy movie?
I would have to say there's a lot, but
yeah,
a good one, it has to be Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. It has to be.
I saw that like 4 times last year, like during Christmas time. There's like, I had a marathon of it, and I actually watched. Every time it showed up, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to watch it from the beginning to the end. Because when it first came out, man, I didn't watch it when it first came out. But I watched it, like, last year, 2018, from, like, November to, like, you know, Christmas time and over that. I was like, man, yeah, that was actually a good movie. And I was just like, you know. Because it was kind of weird because Steve Martin, you know, I think that Steve Martin actually portrayed himself later. I'm like, you take Steve Martin from the jerk and the way he was back then, he was a wackadoo, man. I think he, like, as he got a little bit more famous and more richer, he became more of an arrogant and, like, I hate to say this, but, like, you know, more like a snob. I would, you know, and that's that movie right there kind of turned me off because back then, I kind of saw that, you know. Have you ever saw L.A. Story? You ever see the movie L.A. Story? Steve Martin?
The movie.
Yeah, I think he was a snob, and that's what I'm talking about. Grand Canyon, and then,
no,
like,
no, the
Leave
the listen, Mike, no. L.A. Story,
yeah,
the reason why it's a movie is because that is exactly what L.A. is, like, literally.
No,
like,
he became that. If you saw Grand Canyon, and the person, and like, even look at Bullfinger, man. Like, Bullfinger, you bring Eddie Murphy into the scene, he was a snob dickhead, too. And then Father of the Bride. Like, if you, like, really look at Father of the Bride, like if you had a daughter, man, like, look at the outcome of your life. I mean, like, that right there, I mean, he was a rich, successful, like, L.A. kind of a guy. How many people really live with that? Like, look, I don't have a daughter, but I have a goddaughter. And for God's sake, I'm not that rich. But being rich or not, my moral is this. You, motherfucker, are going to treat my daughter with goddamn respect. And you even try to fuck with me, you're in big trouble. And I don't care. It's 3 months, 2 months? No. You're dating my daughter for like a year, and you're showing me some paychecks. But he was all cool about it because, you know, no, you're not cool. I don't care what kind of dad you are. Nah, it's going to take you a long time before you propose. You got to come to me, first of all, to ask proposal for my daughter. And if she, like, goes behind my back and gets a ring, that ring's coming off, and I'm giving it back to you. You have a nice day. Anyway, I don't know where I'm going with this. But anyway, I'm just saying. I think Steve Martin changed his thing, but John Candy kept it real. And his last movie that he did, which was like a base on that like whole like Western thing, whatever. He was
Wagon
still funny. Yeah, Wagon's East. He was funny. And even Canadian Bacon, I was just like, he kept it real. And Uncle Buck, I was kind of like, okay, this is a little weird for him, but it worked out. It was funny, but it was John Candy. But, you know, compared to two guys, Steve Martin and John Candy, I think Steve Martin got a little bit too Hollywood. John Candy kept it real. And so did John Belushi, who also died in 1982 on this day. So can we get a little love, respect for... What is your favorite John Belushi movie?
Animal House.
There it is.
Because I've never seen 1942. I haven't seen that.
You know, 1941. You never seen 1941?
I haven't
you
seen 1942
have not seen
either.
This movie. Was it 1942 or 1941? I thought it was 1941.
Whatever, I haven't
seen. What was the name of the movie? 1941, 1942.
I haven't seen either one. I don't know.
The movie where he was a pilot. Oh, it was such a great movie, dude. But have you seen Continental Divide? His last movie, Continental Divide. Have you seen that? His last movie ever.
The only movie I've seen with him is Animal House.
Blues Brothers.
Yeah, I saw that. I've seen that one too. So Blues Brothers and Animal House. That's it.
Man. See? That's what I'm talking about. A generation is lost and missing. Like, I see documentaries yesterday about Animal House and, like, Caddyshack and National Lampoon's Vacation. And just, like, they all praise John Belushi because John Belushi was a genius and he died too young. But, yeah, do yourself a favor. See the movie 1941, not 1942. 1941, Continental Divide, and, like, see a genius in his artist. And Animal House, yeah, Animal House is a classic. If you've never seen it, you all need to get from the rock that you're from and figure it out and go see it because it's classic movies and it's funny. And John Belushi, SNL, like YouTube it, man. Like SNL, like look up John Belushi. Look up John Candy.
No, I've seen Belushi on SNL. I've seen that.
No, just like these like comical geniuses who are like,
well,
you know, who
we're
going
to go to break, Mike, and we'll let people Google search that. We're going to go to break now.
All right, we're going to go break now. All right. This is Mike Santori, you're facing Tuesday with Santori, and we'll be right back after these messages. So stay tuned.
Some more wrestling talk. Join internet radio's own Minister of Sinister, headliner Joe Bates, and Rancho punk rocker Albert Salazar as they recap some of this week's shenanigans in the WWE. Fatal 4-Way Radio makes its triumphant return to the World Generation Podcast Network.
Rising from the depths of oblivion, materializing out of the ether, lost, found, the greatest talk show that will ever be. Return to the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more.
You want to see something really scary?
Something really scary.
You want to see something really scary?
Okay. Yeah, you can keep playing.
I was just trying. So speaking of trying, so whose birthday is it today?
Whose birthday is it today?
Do you have any birthdays? Anything happen in history? Where are you going there?
You want to do that? I didn't. I mean, I just thought,
what we got going on?
Eva Mendes, Joel Osteen.
Uh-huh.
I don't know who that person is. Bud Abbott. Lou Costello. Lou Costello was born today.
Lou Costello, who was sidekick of Abbott and Costello, Bud Abbott. So they'd be like, who's on first? What's on second?
Gil O'Neal.
Who?
Shaquille O'Neal. Who? Yes. Who?
Happy birthday, Shaq. The who? Who? Shaq O'Neal.
Happy birthday, Shaq. I see.
Who's now
Shaq,
doing insurance? Who's doing like insurance? You get that? You get the General and Shaq together? You seen them insurance commercials? Shaq and the General together?
Yeah, but he also does the Gold Bond medicated powder commercials.
Wow.
Dude.
So when you become a successful basketball player and you make millions, and then when you're done, you go and do commercials. Is that what we're going to do? So we'll never get rid of LeBron until he dies.
The original Dr. Doolittle. Who was the original Dr. Doolittle?
Oh, that's a good question. It's going to be Dr. Jerry Lee Lewis.
No, that was not Dr. Doolittle. That was the flubber. Dr. Doolittle was the one who talked to animals. They could walk with the animals.
Yeah, well, Eddie Murphy took over the bull, and I thought it would be Jerry Lewis, but it's not. So it's all right. Give me a minute.
Who? I told you, Rex Harrison. Rex Harrison.
Yeah, no one knows who that is.
The lead singer and songwriter, actually performer and teen idol of the Bee Gees, one of them.
Oh, that'd be Barry Gibb.
No.
If not, it'd be Andy. Andy Gibb.
You had a choice of two. One of those.
Is Andy
Gibb
or Barry?
Boys.
It'd be Andy or
Andy.
Barry.
Andy.
Andy. A little Bee Gees for you, huh? I'll do some Bee Gees for the hell of it. You ready? More than a woman, more than a woman to me, more than a woman, more than a woman to me. More than a woman, more than a woman.
Ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
I wasn't, that's not a comment on your singing. All right.
No, so I stay bad. No, I stay bad. No, that's good. More than a woman.
1, 3, 4, 5, or 6.
Let's go with number one.
Number one. This is Name That Tune here on Facing Tuesday on the Rose Nation Podcast Network. Here we go. Name That Tune.
Hold on. Ooh, that's pretty good. Can I get a little more just for the hell of it? A little more. Come on. That's so 80s. All right, done. Done. I want to say Enigma. Is that Enigma? Can I go ahead and say Enigma?
I could. Enigma. Okay. And what's the name of the song?
No. It's Sting. You motherfucker. All right, no offense to you when I say that, but it's Sting, and it's, that stupid fucking song. I know Enigma had part of it, but it's Sting, and it's like, it's Sting. I give you that. I can't name the song, but it's Sting and Enigma together. How about that?
Well, let's take a listen and see what we have.
Something by singing someone. I dream of lay.
I dream of laying a lay. No, it's Desert Rose. Desert Rose. It's called Desert Rose.
Half a point.
All right,
we're there.
This day, okay? in history.
What happened?
Big news. The hula hoop was patented.
The hula hoop was invented?
The hula hoop, yes. The invention of the hula hoop.
Was invented.
It was patented, so it wasn't really invented. It was patented.
That's my hula hoop music. How's that? Pretty good? No?
I didn't know you had hula hoop music, but that's okay.
No, I just made that up. I'm making it up as I go along.
I know who you are.
What happened?
I dream of Ray. Yeah, 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 yeah. That song's gonna be stuck in my head. Fucking song is gonna be stuck in my head. Let's get it out of my head. Get it out of my head. I'm gonna play.
We'll play another name that tune. Let's see. Or another hula song. Whatever you wanna do, let's go. Whatever you wanna do.
All right. Well, we're only gonna do an hour show. So, because Jolene is not.
That's it, huh?
I don't know. She's not going to be joining us. So. She's having a party.
She's having a party?
Visiting a friend, and she's being a shit face.
Oh,
so.
We should call her and crash her party.
Ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
All right, we'll call her after this name that tune. All right.
All right.
So, we've already heard Desert Rose and Oh What a Night. So now you have 3, 4, 5, or 6.
Number 5.
Number what? Number 5?
Number 5.
Number 5 is Alive.
All right, number 5. And I got a good story to go with this, so let's take a listen.
All right, let's go. Really? That could be anything. That's what I heard.
It'll be an effort for you. Yesterday.
All right, done. Done, 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 done,
all right,
done,
yeah,
done,
there
done,
you go.
Done, done.
There you go.
Yeah.
You won.
All right. No, that's good. All right, you got me. It's Paul McCartney, Beatles, and Yesterday.
All right, let's see. That wasn't the radio version. That was him tuning his guitar.
No, Yesterday.
It'll be an effort for you. I'm in G, but it'll be an F. It goes E minor to A7 to D minor. Ready? Okay, man. Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, there's a shadow hanging over me. I'm not half the man I used to be. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know. such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
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 Who is this? You called me.
We did? No, we didn't. Nobody called you.
Who's this? Oh, this is Blocko. No, I gotta go. I'm with my friend from New Jersey.
Mike wanted a call. He said call.
All right, well,
Yo,
here.
Man.
Give me a seat. Say hi to me. This is my long-term... Hey.
Hey. Who's this?
Michael.
Who's this?
So if you wanted
Who's
to call
this?
Me, you need to honor the fact that I'm with my friend that I've known since I was 11 years old. I thought it was 8. You correct me. 11 years. Yeah, you would think so. My maturity level. 11 years.
So hey, hold on.
You're like
on. So she's,
6 months older than
so
me.
She,
okay. Yeah. Okay.
Years old?
So she's 11 years old. I've known this girl. I've known her, and she moved. All right, Michael. I've known her, and the beautiful part of it, which we both don't understand how it happened, was that when she moved here when she was 10, she moved here with her family, and they moved from Vietnam, and nobody spoke any English, and yet me and her and her sisters. All four in this relationship that we still have to this day. Me, I'm closer to her because of her age, but I love both
nice.
Of her sisters. I know her whole family, and I think that's fucking beautiful.
It is beautiful.
I think it's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. And you know what? I don't know how we managed to make it work, but somehow in our little kid age, we're like, we're going to be friends forever. And here we fucking are at 39 years old.
Oh my God, yeah.
39. And here we are, still fucking hanging out, and I think that's fucking amazing. So I'm going to focus on my friend right now. I love you guys.
You're 22. You sound like you're 22 years old.
Yeah, I was 22 at some point.
All right, Joe.
All right, Michael. Look, I want to go hang out with my friend. I don't see her often, so I'm going to – I want to go. You guys have a great show. I love you.
I love you, too. Jolene, thank you very much for being part of the show. I'll talk to you soon.
Jolene,
I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Well, at least she was there. I mean, you didn't
she was
tell
there.
Me about like that. No, she was there. I mean, you didn't tell me
I
it was like
you
that.
I told you she was hanging out with her friend.
No, you told me she was at a friend's party. I thought she was like in town. She's like, dude, she's like celebrating life. Man, I mean, like that right there, that's what I'm talking about. That shit that I talked about earlier, like, life's too short. Be with the people you love. I mean, like, she's known this girl since she's what, how old? 11? And they're both, like, what, 22? Yeah, exactly. Be with your family, man. Enjoy your family. Life's too short. I mean, forever. I mean, you know, we all have dreams, we all have goals, and we all going to die. So, but in the meantime, there are people who are going to appreciate you and love you while you're dead, you know, alive here. And when you leave, you're going to make an impact. You already made an impact to their lives. And I just want you to let you know, your impact is going to affect others, whether you're good or bad or whatever. Someone out there loves you. Just keep that in mind, that you are loved. And when you do go away, someone will be affected when you go away. And that's a note to myself and to all others that are still trying to figure out and don't get it. Anyway, where are we at? So she's partying.
What we're at is, check
what?
This out, Mike. Check this out. There's a movie coming out, right? And the premise of the movie is
don't piss
the
me
whole
off.
World.
Don't piss me
there's a whole world. There's a blackout in the world, right? All the power goes out.
Mm-hmm.
When the power comes
right.
back on, the Beatles never existed. The Beatles never
no.
existed.
What?
So this
no,
guy,
I don't like this movie already. I don't like the movie already. I don't like the movie already.
Listen, this one guy remembers them, and nobody else
yeah.
does. So he has to re-record all the Beatles songs, and everybody thinks
Is this a true movie that's being happened right now? This is real life. This is a
movie
being acted like someone's out there creating Beatle music for people like to go ahead and like, hey, dude, no, 86, that whole idea, because number one, the Beatles changed the world of music. I love John, I love Paul, I love Harrison. Ringo can have a nice day.
Trying to convince people that the Beatles existed, and they don't believe him. And so
That's like me trying to convince the world that Pink Floyd existed. I live in that world right now. I'm in that world right now. I'm talking to you people that don't even know the world of Pearl Jam or Pink Floyd. So I'm already in this movie. So you know what? This Beatles movie kissed my ass. I love the Beatles to death, but you know what? See Eddie Vedder and fucking David Gilmour and Roger Waters before you see anyone else. This is a bullshit movie. I-86 it.
Why? Why?
Because two reasons. One, the Beatles, look, if you listen to the song by John Lennon, I Don't Believe, and you listen to that song, I Don't Believe In. He believes in himself. He doesn't believe in Yoko. He don't believe in the Beatles. He doesn't believe in God. He doesn't believe in Elvis Presley. He believes in himself. That, my friend, is the whole point of all this shit. All this world you all live in, all that you've been like all this like artistic and all this movie, all this creation, all these jobs, all this world, all these cars, everything in your world, don't believe in it. Believe in you. And that's it. That is a message, my friend. And I'm finally starting to get it. Don't believe in anyone else, but believe in yourself. If you don't believe in yourself, then there's nothing else that exists. Don't be a selfish dick. Okay, don't take what I'm saying to the wrong level. Take it to the right perspective of like, you are here, so is everyone else, but look out for you because in the end, no one cares. No one gives a fuck about you at the end. I hate to tell you that. I know that for a fact. I want you to love me while I'm here. Love me while I'm here, and I'm making an impact. John Lennon made an impact. He did. He made an impact, and you know what? He had the Beatles, and he had Yoko and everyone else, and politicians, and represent him. But you know what? He really didn't give a fuck. And he don't give a fuck about you. He don't give a fuck about them. He don't give a fuck about Yoko. He definitely didn't give a fuck about the Beatles. He gave a fuck about himself. But he appreciated that they did care about him and gave him the love that he got from them, but in all perspective, man, we're on this for ourselves, and I'm not trying to be a selfish dick. I'm here to help you all out, and I'm here to help myself, but when it comes down to it, if you had a choice today, and I know every mother and father are going to do this because they need to, who's going to give up the shirt to their children? All you parents should do. And that's what you need to do. But being a pop star, being an icon, man. It's all about representing the fans that loved you and respected you and appreciate you. He's a human being. Yeah, he had a gift. We all have gifts. We all have arts. But we're not better than that creator upstairs. And I'm not trying to be religious or nothing, but I'm trying to show you this, is the fact that I love myself, I love my friends and my family, and I will die for all of you. But I don't want to be praised when I'm dead. And he got more love when he died. No one gave a fuck about him when he was living. If they did, the world would not be where it is right now. He had a message, and you all missed it. That's my point.
Ooh.
Imagine all the people getting together and telling everyone, look, let's all get along. No one listened to that shit until he died. Are they listening to it today? No. No one even knows who John Lennon is, except for the old school. And that's what's sad. But if you bring up Adam Levine, you're going to know him as a guy tattooed on a Super Bowl goddamn fucking football field. And that's the problem, my friends. you're all fucked up. You don't get the message. The message ain't being a good-looking, sexy guy on a football field. It's all about all of us being together and being human beings. But he was all about, hey, I believe in this. I want this message to be out, and you all fucked it up. So congratulations to America and to the world who are continuing fucking up his message, which is the fact that he was a songwriter, and he believed in his songs, he believed in himself, and he believed in his music. And that's it. He loved his girlfriend, Yoko, and his wife, whatever, and he loved his band. But when it comes down to it, he had a message, and you all misunderstood his message, which is all, let's all fucking regroup and figure it out and stop being racist, being ignorant, being stupid, and taking sides, and fuck all of you. Let's all be fucking human beings and have a nice day. Imagine all of us get together and fucking be as one. That's it. Can we go a break now?
Yeah, I suppose so. So let's take a break and we'll come back.
Yeah, we'll be right back, Ron. I'll return of the mellow. Sorry.
All right.
It'll be enough for you. Yesterday. I'm in G, but it'll be enough. It goes E minor to A7 to D minor. Ready? Okay, man. Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, there's a shadow hanging over me. I'm not half the man I used to be. Oh, yesterday came suddenly.
Hey, you silly kids, it's me, Joe Bates, host of Rank You Very Much every Friday here on the World Generation Podcast, the show to determine things like best cereal, worst way to die, worst Full House character. There's only one stop to figure all that information out, and that's Rank You Very Much with Joe Bates every Friday with two different special guest experts on every show who have been on shows like Bob and Tom, Laughs on Fox, and Last Comic Standing. So definitely check it out. Play the theme song.
Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on World Generation Network. Tune in to Radio Renegade with your hosts, Christian from Philly and Batman. A show where they talk about missed booking opportunities, what is scenarios, what the fuck moments, and more. That's Radio Renegade, Saturday at 8 p.m. only on the World Generation Network. Be there.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man. Behind blue eyes, no one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies. But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my conscience seems to be. I have hours only lonely. My love is vengeance that's never free. Knows what it's like to feel these feelings like
bandages that's never free.
See, that's what I'm trying to say, man. It's like, today, people are just like, okay, well, we're here in the present. I get it. You know, you want to live for today, move on. But there is a past. And I know I'm not the only one that looks back at the past and go like, man, where did I fuck up? Where did I go wrong? Yeah, we do that every now and then. In the present, and in today's society, I have to go back and go, man, there's so much that's going on today that's so whacked. I thought, like, I was born into a world of people who were just being stupid. And I figured, like, maybe 10, 20 years that as I got older that everyone would figure it out like I did when I was, like, brought up, raised right, and knowing the fact that, hey, you're a lucky soul. And why is that? You know why you're a lucky soul? Because you're here. You're born. Doesn't matter. Okay, yeah, people are born, they have a rough life, but when you get older, you have two decisions to make. You can either cry about it or figure it out. And I was raised in a fortunate lifestyle, and I figured it out because my parents abandoned me, and I'm going to say this. They left me when I was 18. They told me to figure it out. Usually 18-year-olds go to college. I didn't go nowhere except Detroit. Okay, I went from a suburb in Michigan to Detroit, and I lived there for 7 years. And then I went to Grand Rapids and got engaged, and then my life went to Orlando. But other than that, my parents were always there, but they weren't. They weren't in my neighborhood. But when they cut the cord, motherfuckers, you become an adult. And if you're a kid, they give you, like, regulations and rules of how to follow life. And it basically is this. You are a lucky soul to have us. And then one day we're going to, like, cut this cord, and you're going to have to take our knowledge, which is this, the real world. The real motherfucking world is that cold outside. Outside of these walls where you're, like, getting fed, whatever. Here, get a job. You're 10 years old. Go to work. What do you mean I'm 10? I got to go. You go to work. I'm going to school. You go to work. You're going to cut some lawns. You're going to make some money. And you're going to figure it out. Because by the time you're 18, we're gone. We're all your life. We have nothing to do with you. We love you. We care about you, but guess what? When you're really in need of fucking help, yeah, we'll be there. But you need to go to work. You need to get a job. You need to fucking figure it out while you're, like, in your teens. today's society, there are no kids out there working. There are no kids out there. We're slipping your parents. I am an adult man, and I'm babysitting young fucking workers who are 22 years old who can't wash dishes without my help. And that's what I'm talking about. Look, we love our babies, but there comes a time when you need to tell them that the real world is not going to be nice. And if you feel bullied, my God, let them get bullied. Let them stand up for themselves and tell the big guy to fuck themselves and punch him in your face. I got punched in my face when I was 6 years old. I got a broken nose for standing up my friend Mark Moot, who was getting bullied. And I said, why don't you pick on someone your size? Granted, the kid that was picking on me or my friend was not my size, but he punched me in the face for me even stepping up, and I got a bloody nose. And guess what? Who cares? People understand that the world is not a nice place. I don't know where you think that you understand that you think you're going to raise your kid and he's a baby and we want him to be like a little baby and look cute and all that. But your baby is going to get bigger than you and he needs to like figure it out. Cut the cord and fucking let the boy and let the girl, oh God bless, let the girls be ladies. I am tired of these girls being pregnant and fucking everything else. Stop this shit, man. Come on. We're all adults here, and we need to be adults. And we're letting the kids go on a playground.
Ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
Sorry to interrupt your rant.
No, that's fine. No, interrupt all day because I was going nowhere with that, and no one cares. So,
you know,
what
kids
you
are crazy.
Let's go.
Kids, the world is crazy nowadays.
I don't care. No,
you know what?
I'm done.
You know what
also happened?
You know what also happened today in history? Jim Morrison got arrested for lewd behavior at a Miami concert after whipping out his dick.
You know why
remember
he
that?
Did that? Yeah, you know why? I don't remember, but
like
I remember hearing about it. I remember hearing about it. I'm not that old, motherfucker. I wasn't there, but I heard about it. And it was in Miami, right?
Yep.
Was it in Miami? Yeah. I remember watching the movie, and you know, Oliver Stone directed that movie, and he told me that. But, yeah, no, yeah, he did that. You know why he did that? Because Jim Morrison don't give a fuck. But whatever. And he made a point. That's our the point is, fuck, I don't know what the point is. But anyway, where we're at. Number
all right.
Three. I'm going to go with number three.
Number three. All right, this is Name That Tune, number three.
All right, that's Earl Hall and John Oates and She Gone. She Gone. She Gone by Dale Hall and John Oates.
Yep.
She Gone. She Gone.
For the embassy. got the strength to carry on.
Sure is. I got a double replace here.
Were you able to follow along and play that song?
Yeah, I'm trying right now.
I hope you were able to play yesterday because he told you the key was in. He told you where he was. He told you the chords.
Yeah, I don't know what that means when he says I'm in G, I'm in C. I don't know what that is, but it's like, well, I'm out too. Hold on,
yes. We can all agree. You are out of tune.
All right, there you go. Yesterday?
Boston Massacre, 1770. The Boston Massacre was the day.
Yeah.
All right.
Boston Massacre.
Two...
So what? Huh?
What was that? In March 5th, 1770, a mob of angry colonists gathered in Boston, and they tossed snowballs and rocks at the British soldiers, and then British soldiers killed everybody. They were throwing snowballs with rocks in them. And now, as a child, I remember people throwing snowballs with rocks at me, and yet I didn't take out my musket and shoot all the revolution.
No, did you even have a musket when you were like a child?
No, well, I was kind of sick from dysentery, and we'd had marched across most of the East Coast. So I didn't have the powder on me. I had my musket, but I was able to find powder and, mow down all the revolutionaries who threw snowballs at me. Jolly good show, Governor. Yesterday. Actually, that song reminds me of the song Leprosy. All my skin is falling off of me. Do you want the last song, or do you want another name that tune?
Let's do another name that tune.
All right, let's do name that tune.
Ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
This is Name That Tune, and if Mike Santori can correctly name the tune, he will just name the tune. We have number 4 and number 6.
6.
Number 6. Name That Tune.
Wow.
Just like yesterday. My troubles seem so far away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you gave me a little more, dude. I'm sorry, because I got today. It's an oldie.
Well, listen, if they say the name of the song, you lose. Okay, so
all right.
Get in mind.
Down and in and up, down. Oh my God, I have no idea what that is.
All right, well let's see if you're right.
Let's see if I'm right. Came from or actually was played in Ghostbusters 2.
Yes.
Toaster.
Jackie Wilson.
I would never guess that.
I would only know it from the movie. Alright. I'm gonna play, since we're not gonna take our last break, I'm just gonna play this song, the Who song. And then we'll do one more name next year, and then we'll end the show.
What? Out of tune. That's it. The next song you're played by the Who is out of tune. And when I'm in tune, I'm in tune.
All right. Well, let's hear the next Who song that I'm gonna play, and
I'm in
I'll
tune.
Just let you know.
I know it's I'm in tune.
All right. Let's take a listen.
It's over, it's all behind me. I should have known it. She tried to find me.
I'm
thought it was me I was looking for. She was the first song I ever sang, but it stopped as soon as it began. All behind me, they're all ahead now. Can't hope to find me.
Were you able to catch that?
Yeah, the song is over now. I'm in tune.
Were you kicking it? Were you playing with it? Today, not yesterday, today, it's Fat Tuesday.
Fat Tuesday? Is it that time?
Fat Tuesday.
Are we there again? Show me your tits. Show me your tits. Show me your boobies.
Yes, last Fat Tuesday, the day before Ash Wednesday.
Show me some tits
ash
now.
Get your ash together tomorrow.
Tits.
Go ash yourself this question. Ash yourself
tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
The last one. Are you ready, Mike Santori?
What's the number?
Six.
What's the number? I'm not ready for six. I'm not ready for six.
Oh, good, because it's number four. Okay, ready. Here we go.
Six.
It's number... You're ready for number four. All right. This is Name That Tune. Let's see if Mike can do it.
I need more. I was playing along so I really didn't hear it. I need more.
You're gonna get it, and then you're not gonna get it. Let's play.
We call them cool.
Oh, that's Garth Brooks, and it's oh God, that song with the video and the Olympic Special Olympics. Oh, come on, Scott Brooks. I can't hear the song. Scott Brooks.
All right, let's see if he gets half a point.
We call them cool. Those hearts that have no scars to show. The ones that never do let go and risk the table beat and turn. We call them fools who have to dance within the flame, who chance the sorrow and the shame that always comes with getting burned. But you got to be tough when consumed by desire. It's not enough just to stand outside the fire. We call them strong, those who can face this world alone, who seem to get by on their own, those who will never take fall. We call them weak, who are unable to resist the slightest chance of might exist, and for that forsake it all. They're so hell-bent on giving, walking a wire, convinced it's not living if you stand outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire.
Yeah, standing outside the fire. I said that.
Half a point. Let's count up your points.
Whatever.
That's fine. You got half a point for Sting. You got a full point for Oh What a Night. That's one and a half.
What do I get for guitar playing? Do I get any points for that? Any points in my guitar playing?
One point for She's Gone. That's two and a half. And then a half a point for Standing. That's three. Wow. Yesterday, you didn't get it because he said it. So you got three. Your love, you got half a point, three and a half. Three and a half out of six.
Well, that's not too bad.
Yeah, that's an
anyway.
F. That's a D minus.
What, I failed? What about my guitar playing? Do I get any points for that? No? That's fine.
I think it's Fat Tuesday and National Cheese Doodle
Show
Day.
Show me some
and
boots.
So I think that we've done enough damage on this show. So we
I think
can
we did too.
Kind
no.
of wrap it up. But whose song you want me to play? You want me to play Behind Blue Eyes? We close?
No. The song is over. Absolutely, the song is over because that's pretty much how it is. Song is over.
All right, so why don't you take us home, Mike? Take us home.
Take us home. Tony P, thank you very much for being my producer, my friend, and my co-host, and allowing me to have this opportunity to go ahead and have this podcast. And to all my listeners, if you are listening, I appreciate you, and I want you all just to remember that, you know, we're all in this together, and let's be friends. Let's, like, love one another and imagine and just be cool. And
I was thinking of Metallica for next week. Do you want to do Metallica? Do you like Metallica?
No. Well, if we do Metallica, it's going to be only three albums, and that's going to be Kill 'Em All, Ride Lightning,
and Metallica. How about Metallica. Creedence? Let's do Creedence. Fogerty's still alive.
Okay. All right, CCR, I feel you. All right, we'll do a little Fogerty. Yeah, CCR over Metallica all day. Yes, I said that, Mitch, and I'll say it again. Yes, we'll go over CCR over Metallica any day. Not because I'm old school, because it's just that's the right thing to do.
It's CCR, man. Not a lot beats
yeah.
up CCR. There are a few.
No,
but
CCR,
not a lot.
No. We got Creedence Clearwater over Metallica all day. I will go there all day. Sorry. I love Fogerty over Lars Ulrich and James Hetfield and Kirk Hammett. Cliff Burton, I love you, respect you. Rest in peace. Other than that, everyone be good to each other and tune in next week when we do CCR and just, you know, tune in next week and thank you for listening. If you do listen, appreciate it. And you know what? The sun is over, but it's really not over if you wake up tomorrow morning. So God bless. If you wake up tomorrow, your sun's not over. Thank you for listening. Mike Santorum out.
I should have known it. She tried to find me. Our love is over. They're all ahead now. I've got to learn it. I'm gonna sing out.
our love is over. It's all behind me. They're all ahead now. Can't hope to find me.
Presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is Alive.